This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Norma Contreras. Date of birth is January the 29th, 1960. Case ID number is 368-1141. Date of examination, August the 2nd, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2022. And medical reports from South Texas Hospital. In Edinburgh, Texas, from Dr. Augustine Megel, dated 10/27/2021. Identifying information. This is a 62-year-old widow female with two grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of shortness of breath with a history of COVID-19, comma, high blood pressure, comma, mood swings / depression, comma, and leg pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was on September the 27th, 2021, when she came down with COVID. Before that time, she worked in the flea market, cleaning, preparing meats, and doing other cleaning tasks for 4.5 years. She states that she also worked as a housekeeper at the Hilton Inn for 2 months. The claimant states that she has also worked at a chemical plant for 3 years cleaning, as well as at Exxon Company, delivering and cleaning for 2 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a rented house with her sister, and she is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, shortness of breath, secondary to COVID-19. Number two, high blood pressure / hypertension. Number three, mood swings / depression. And number four, leg pain. History of allegations. Number one, shortness of breath with a history of COVID-19. The claimant states that on September the 7th, 2021, she developed pneumonia and cardiac failure secondary to having COVID-19. The claimant states she did recover after 1 month in the hospital and 1 month in a nursing home for rehab, but still has difficulty with shortness of breath. She states her shortness of breath is precipitated by walking 1.5 block, comma, climbing any steps, comma, talking, comma, and sometimes resting, comma, and definitely with seasonal changes. She does have a history of smoking 2 to 3 cigarettes per day for 5 years, but states at the present time she is not smoking. The last time the claimant was in the hospital was in Edinburgh Regional Medical Center, was on September the 7th, 2021, when she was hospitalized for COVID for 1 month and sent to ICU where she was intubated. At the present time, the claimant is on inhalers, comma, steroids, comma, and other various medications for her hypertension. She was diagnosed with a history of COVID-19 pneumonia with long-term COVID-19 syndrome. Her condition at this time is stable. but still recovering. She has had two vaccines prior to the illness of COVID-19. Allegation number two, high blood pressure / hypertension. The claimant states that also in September 2021, when she developed COVID-19, she developed symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, and frontal headaches, but no blurred vision that she did not have prior to having COVID-19. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 155/96 mmHg. She is presently taking Mycardis 40 milligrams QD, furosemide 40 milligrams QD, which does not appear to be controlling her blood pressure at this time. Her condition is being treated and fairly stable. However, probably needs to be more aggressively treated. Allegation number three, mood swings / depression. The claimant states that in 2021, she was developing symptoms of sadness, crying spells, decreased motivation, decreased energy, angry outbursts, decreased weight, decreased appetite, and hypersomnia. The claimant has not been diagnosed with bipolar disease and is presently not being treated for her depression or her mood swings. She denies any suicidal ideation or any suicidal attempts. Her condition at this time is stable. Allegation number four, left leg pain secondary to thrombophlebitis of the left leg. The claimant states that since September of 2021, she developed a blood clot in her left leg, and it was confirmed with Doppler studies. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or other injections. She states her leg would get swollen, that it was warm. She had increased pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually felt in the evening. The claimant states she feels increased pain when she's sitting down. Her limitations include being able to walk 1.5 blocks, stand for 15 minutes, unable to climb stairs, squat, and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 1 pound with her right hand. She is unable to open up a jar top at this time. She does have a cane that she uses all the time and did present with it at this office. She takes Tylenol 500 milligrams QPM and ibuprofen 200 milligrams QID PRN as needed for pain, which she states does give her some relief. She states the only physical activity she does is water the plants and walk around the house. She is also suffering from a left frozen shoulder / tendonitis. She was diagnosed with thrombophlebitis of the left leg. She is presently also being treated with Eliquis 5 milligrams BID for her blood clot. The claimant could not tell me whether it was a venous clot or a arterial blood clot. family history. The father died at the age of 85 from cancer of the pancreas. He also had diabetes mellitus. The mother died at the age of 82 from diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and breast cancer. Medication, Mycardis, 40 milligrams QD, Famotidine, 20 milligrams QD, Eliquis, 5 milligrams BID, Furosemide, 40 milligrams QD, Pulmicort, 90 micrograms, 1 puff BID, Albuterol Sulfate, HFA, 90 micrograms, 1 puff QID, and Lasix, 40 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma. Left leg blood clot, more likely than not thrombophlebitis of the left leg, gastritis, comma, history of fluid retention, comma, atrial fib, comma, COVID-19 with shortness of breath and long-term COVID-19 syndrome, comma, gastritis, comma, depression, comma, mood swings, comma, major surgery, C-section times 2, social history, the claimant tobacco, the claimant has a history of smoking 2 to 3 cigarettes per day for 5 days, alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking 12 packs a beer per week for 40 years. She states she quit in 2021. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant has a history of smoking marijuana, comma, using cocaine, comma, using crack, comma, but has not used heroin or any kind of IV drug abuse. The claimant states the last time she used marijuana was in September of 2021. And she used cocaine and crack in 2019. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, but did have some sexually transmitted disease secondary to herpes, too. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight, 154 pounds. Height, 4 feet, 10.5 inches. BP 155 over 98 mmHg, heart rate 123 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute. BMI 32, general. This is a 62-year-old female who appears to be older than her stated age and is in mild acute distress with a heart rate of 123 beats per minute. She appears also to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-N-T? After the fourth sentence, no oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant did have poor dentition. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. The claimant does use glasses, but to read with, and her vision is mildly abnormal. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations were less than 7 centimeters. There was an increase heart rate of 123 beats per minute, and the rhythm was normal with auscultation, but increased. No murmurs, rubs, or galvs were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Dorsalis penis pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Radial pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Could you breathe throb down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, as well as no pitting edema. Calves were tender, especially on the left side, and the Homan sign was positive. Could you please drop down to... cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a cane. Her hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but did have tenderness of the left calf area, and Homan sign was positive. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of both shoulders and the upper extremities, but normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is a normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant did have difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant had difficulty in getting up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, but was able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires an assisted device, such as a cane, in order for stability. Neurological. Grip strength was +4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength is +4/5 for all tested area. Fine indexer finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects, mainly with her right hand. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. However, the claimant does have some mild pain in her left calf. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with some difficulty. There is mildly abnormal grip strength at +4/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to mildly restricted, secondary to bilateral shoulder decreased range of motion. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and very minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to COVID-19 long-term fatigue syndrome, hypertension, and a left thrombophlebitis of her left lower extremity. Probable diagnosis is shortness of breath with history of COVID-19, dash normal physical exam. The claimant appears to be recovered, except she is suffering from long-term COVID-19 syndrome with chronic fatigue. Number two, high blood pressure / hypertension being treated at this time. However, her blood pressure was 155 over 96 mmHg, and the claimant does have a heart rate of 123 beats per minute and does not appear to be well controlled at this time. Number three, mood swing / depression. Not being treated at this time, appears to be fairly stable. Number four, left lower leg thrombophlebitis, being treated at this time, appears to be better, and the claimant states that the pain is milder than it was before. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Norma Contreras.